Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, first to the presidential election, where the deadline for close of nominations is tomorrow, and the four independent Ireland TDs are meeting this morning to decide if they'll support Barrister Maria Steen's campaign to get on the presidential ballot paper. Maria Steen requires 20 signed nominations from either TDs or senators. Now, this comes as Catherine Connolly this morning told Morning Ireland that both Israel and Hamas committed war crimes, having said yesterday that Hamas is part of the fabric of the Palestinian people.
Hamas, I have utterly condemned over and over. I've never been equivocal about it in their attack on the 7th of October. I was asked on that radio show yesterday, was that genocide? That was the level of questioning. Was that attack genocide?
On the October 7th?
On the October 7th.
But I'm asking you this morning why you would say Hamas is part of the fabric of the Palestinian people.
I'll try and answer that for you as best I can. They were elected by the people the last time there was an election. Overwhelming support for them back in 2006 or 7. And they are part of the civil society of Palestine. We are reliant on them for figures in relation to the deaths.
Do you regard them as a terrorist organisation?
They are prescribed as a terrorist organisation.
Do you accept that? Do you agree with that designation? That's
the designation. Israel is acting as a terrorist state. Both have to sit down at some stage.
And that was Catherine Connolly speaking to Audrey Carvel on Morning Ireland earlier. Now, let's get more on this. I'm joined by Mary Regan, the Irish Independent's political editor. So, Mary, for someone as politically experienced as Catherine Connolly is, she is getting bogged down by consistent questions about her views on Hamas and arguably failing comprehensively to deal with those questions. Is she struggling to define her vision for the presidency?
I think she is having a bit of difficulty in various media interviews that she's doing. And one of the reasons behind that, according to TDs and the parties that are supporting her, they see it that she's not sort of willing to compromise her views in any ways. She's not willing to sort of nuance her views in a way that might make them more, I suppose, digestible to members of those parties, parties like the Labour Party, Social Democrats, Sinn Féin, those parties that are backing her, and in a way that might broaden her appeal beyond those parties. So Catherine Connolly, as you said, she's a very experienced politician and she's been a TD for a long time. But she's also been very, I would say, selective in the issues she talks about in the Dáil, the issues she's passionate about, and what has been happening in Gaza is one of those issues. But it's also been very hard to tie down her positions on a number of issues over the years. You know, when you look through the Dáil records, one example of that being, you know, a United Ireland, because Sinn Féin is now backing her campaign. And she hasn't really spoken on that issue of reunification in the Dáil. So she has been very selective in the issues she's spoken about in the Dáil. Now she's finding herself in the intense glare of a spotlight of a campaign, having to react to issues and global issues as they emerge, as was the case yesterday, because she was responding after a number of countries said that they would recognise the Palestine as a state. And she is, I suppose she knows what she believes, she knows what she stands for, but she isn't willing to compromise in any way on that. And that is in some ways problematic for the parties supporting her. You know, they see this as maybe being a problem for them, that they have no, let's say, control over what she says, even though they have thrown their weight behind her and they're asking their supporters to back her.
Well, Audrey Carvel was trying to get to the bottom of how united she is with Sinn Féin and asking her questions about what Sinn Féin had committed in terms of funding. Now, she said they're going to campaign for her, but she's very much an independent candidate. So how does that fit with the narrative that Catherine Connolly is the person who is uniting the left?
Yeah, and Mary Lou MacDonald did say at that launch last night that we're ready to move, she said, heaven on earth to elect Catherine Connolly. So Mary Lou MacDonald herself really, you know, laying down a marker that she will campaign for Catherine Connolly. But the difficulty then, I think, for Sinn Féin and also for the Labour Party is, you know, whether they're representatives, whether they're councillors, their TDs, their party grassroots activists will put in any sort of ground campaign for Catherine Connolly, because she does need that. And given that there was some uncertainty within the ranks of Sinn Féin in the first place as to whether this was the best approach, and even more so the case in the Labour Party, not, you know, unified in any way on their backing of Catherine Connolly, you'd have to ask the question, how much will those parties actually row in behind her in their campaign? But as you said, we don't know yet in terms of funding or any of those sort of logistics how much Sinn Féin or those other parties will put in. But, you know, some people in those parties also are talking about this. It's being presented as Mary Lou MacDonald and Catherine Connolly and all those leaders who went to her campaign launch last night as this is the left finally coming together, showing their strength, their power, their ability to get elected once they join forces. But it's a bit of a double-edged sword for them, because if they succeed, then they go into the next general election saying, look, we can do it, we have done it before. But if they fail and Catherine Connolly doesn't get elected, then it leaves a lot of questions, you know, for the left as to whether it actually can cohesively work together to bring about the change. And the change they talk about is removing mm-hmm. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael from government.
Okay, so it's there's a risk inherent there mm-hmm. in coming together. Now, you mentioned the campaign launch last night, and I know some journalists were surprised that Catherine Connolly wouldn't take questions. She said that they attended the campaign launch on the understanding that there was no room for questions. And then on the other hand, she says that she has never refused to take questions from journalists. Mary, what's your assessment of that decision not to take questions last night?
Yeah, I thought it was a bit unusual. Now, I saw the, you know, the invitation went out for her launch. It was supporters, the press, the public were invited to join Catherine Connolly for the launch of her campaign. And then they outlined the keynote address that she would make and the contributions that would be made from the leaders of the Green Party, Labour, People for Profit, Sinn Féin and Social Democrats and Independents. But there was no sort of mention in that there will be no questions taken. And I have covered, I think this is my third presidential election campaign that I've covered. I can't remember a campaign launch that didn't take questions from the media, because yes, Catherine Connolly is right in saying that she has spoken to the media. She has done one-on-one interviews. You know, she was on Morning Ireland This Morning, BBC Yesterday. She did an interview with myself during the summer for the Sunday Independent. And she did a press doorstep at the Ploughing Championships last week. So it's not like she's kind of running away from the media in any yes. way. But the launches are usually an occasion where, you know, all the press can ask the kind of bigger questions around the campaign, you know, not the day-to-day stuff, the vision for the presidency and all those things. So I do recall over the years various, campaign launches for all the candidates, you know, in the previous campaigns. And I don't ever remember an occasion where questions weren't taken. This event last night seemed to be more sort of, you know, a rally type occasion. You know, there was music, there were members of the public invited, they could get their tickets online, you know, there were around 250 people there. So it was more that sort of event. That's how they tried to frame it, as a sort of political rally, I guess, rather than a campaign launch which would take questions from the media.
Okay, well, let's look at the other candidates. So three so far in the race. So we've Jim Gavin, Heather Humphreys and Catherine Connolly confirmed. But Maria Steen is still a potential candidate. And in the last few minutes, Marion Harkin, the independent TD, says that she's going to nominate her in the interests of democracy, she says in her statement. But she will vote for Heather Humphreys. Now, there are meetings taking place with Independent Ireland as well this morning. They're considering what to do when it comes to Maria Steen. How do the numbers look for her right now?
I think things are probably looking up a bit for Maria Steen this morning. That was an important statement from Marion Harkin just a short time ago. Marion Harkin, a well-respected, sort of influential independent in the Dáil, and she is backing Heather Humphreys. But she says, you know, while she mightn't agree with Maria Steen's view on a number of issues, she does defend her right to have those views articulated and heard during a presidential election. And, you know, she said that independents should use their voice to enable independence, as a word, to get on the ballot paper. And she said democracy flourishes when different voices can be heard. I think her backing would bring it up to 13 backers, is what the Maria Steen camp would claim they have. And Padraig Tobin of Aindhu has been sort of organising that, and he would say 13 backers. So Marian Harkins would bring it up to 14, I think. And then you have the six from Independent Ireland. They're meeting currently. That meeting is still underway, I think. And I, while they were originally, I think, a little bit reluctant around nominating Maria Steen, you know, listening to them on the plinth last week, they said she hadn't personally contacted them. I think the signals are now that they will back her. Michael Collins of Independent Ireland, his brother is a councillor, Donny Collins, and he was, he seconded Maria Steen in her nomination before Cork County Council. So I think if we read into all of that, we could expect Independent Ireland to back her. That decision would be made probably, you know, in the next hour or so. That would bring her up possibly to 17, I guess. And there, then she's within touching distance, really. It's up to a few remaining independents in the Dáil Éireannaigh. Or there is another possible outcome here, and that is that some members of government parties could decide to back her. So you could have, there's been some whispers around two or three TDs in Fianna Fáil that are thinking of nominating her now. It's been made clear, and Timmy Dooley was speaking on The Week in Politics, that anyone who took such a course of action would be booted out of the parliamentary party. So that's a bit of a risk for them. Or there's been talk of one Fine Gael senator who could back her. So I think at the end of, you know, lunchtime today, she'd be very, very close, and she'll just need two or three more to get her over the line.
Okay, that is probably going to go down to the wire. So we'll keep a close eye on that as we go through the morning. Now, as the nominations close, we'll be seeing more then of Heather Humphreys, for example, around the country. I mean, she really has been doing that ground campaign in the last week or so, hasn't she?
Exactly. And the ploughing championships was obviously, you know, a great terrain for Heather Humphreys, you know, very comfortable amongst the people who were at the ploughing. There's, you know, huge audience there for her, and that, you know, she has been Minister for Rural Affairs and for Community in the past. So that was sort of easy start, let's say, for her campaign, and her camp were positive around that. But now she is concentrating on visiting communities around the country. I think that the hard part for Heather Humphreys will be when the television debates start, and whether she can make sure that she doesn't, I guess, stumble in those debates, given that she had a bit of difficulty when answering questions about her husband's previous involvement with the Orange Order at her campaign launch. So that's where she's at, but she's concentrating really on the ground game for now. Uh-huh. Jim Gavin, sorry.
Yeah. No, I was just going to ask you about Jim Gavin, because we spoke about Catherine Connolly's political experience. Obviously, Heather Humphreys has vast political experience as well. Jim Gavin, when it comes to those debates, I mean, everybody's interested to see how that's going to go.
Exactly. And I think the sense there also is that Jim Gavin has to sort of grow into this campaign, and he's yet to do that. Again, he was out and about at the ploughing championships and very much sort of chaperoned by Micheál Martin, who, of course, is the master at canvassing and, you know, very experienced going around shaking hands and meeting people. So Jim Gavin was kind of learning at that. And then he was canvassing around Dublin at the weekend. But in terms of his media profile, probably keeping it low key, and, you know, he's held a few media doorsteps, but again, no big interviews yet. He was on the sixth one, but that was very specifically in relation to his complaints to the social media companies over a smear campaign against him. So I think we won't really know a huge amount about Jim Gavin, the politician, until, as we said, those television debates get underway. And that's often when these elections are decided, you know, in the, you know, because we have the budget on the October 7th. And then after that, you're just 2 weeks left of the campaign. And in those 2 weeks, things will be really intensify. There will be presumably television debates, and that's where people will really make their minds up.
Yeah, that's when people are really engaged with it too. Mary, thanks so much for taking us through all of that. Mary Regan there, the Irish Independent's political editor. Coming up later on in the programme, the first steps to take when you've made that decision to buy your child a phone. We'll be finding out what you need to do and what you need to know. Next up though, we're going to get reaction to those comments by President Donald Trump linking taking paracetamol while pregnant to autism.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.